2009. Welcome my guests, Jennifer Ritzinger, Dennis Angeletta, and Mike Swanson. Hi guys.
Good morning.
Day three. Final day.
Thank goodness.
We've almost made it. We're definitely over the hump.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now it is the morning, it's 10:30 a.m. of day three. Today is a shorter day, we finish at 4 p.m, is that correct?
That is correct, we're done at 4 o'clock, so we are just kind of taking it easy today. The keynotes are behind us, the party's behind us. Just a day of breakout sessions.
Awesome, and we thought we'd take an opportunity this morning to reflect on PDC now. Obviously we finish at 4 p.m, so tomorrow morning there's no Channel 9 Live. So we thought we'd get you guys on and talk about, you know, how did PDC 2009 go? Has it been successful? What are your thoughts?
Well, I have some opinions, but so talking to customers, I think they've been very pleased so far. I think that we were able to keep a little bit of a surprise with the laptop giveaway yesterday, so I think people were not expecting that at all.
A nice surprise, a very nice surprise. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not about the giveaways, it's about content as the first priority, and I think that people have been pretty happy with the content so far.
That's great. Well, with Channel 9 Live all week, of course, we are completely unscripted, and we are relying on your tweets, at CH9Live. Send us any questions you have for the guys here on stage. Now, if you've been watching the PDC Countdown show on Channel 9 for the past month, 2 months, 3 months, you guys have been going for a while, you'll recognize some of these faces. So if you have any questions about PDC behind the scenes, how it's all going, perhaps any future plans for PDC? We're not talking about that yet. We're still on PDC 2009.
You can always ask the question.
Now, the party was last night. The party.
Yes.
How'd that go?
So we had Geek Fest here in the convention center, and we had a little bit of something for everybody, I would say. So we actually kept all of this area open, so all of the lounges were staffed, so speakers were hanging out. We had some of the hands-on labs still open, so people could do that. But then we had some fun stuff going on, too. We had the music, the DJ, the games, the contortionist, the painter who was doing Madonna and John Lennon.
And we actually have that painting, which we'll bring on in just a few seconds to show that. It's huge.
Yes. We had Coding for Fun. We had the drink tender.
We had the man versus machine, the iron bartender, which we'll actually
yes,
we'll see
the
drink tender a little bit later on. The human one.
So, yes.
And there was a little bit of controversy there because the female bartender was actually using a twist of lime, which we thought might have been breaking the rules. The robot didn't really have that opportunity there. Now, Dennis, you're on stage because you are the kind of infrastructure lead, is that correct, for PDC?
Primarily, a lot of my role on the event is wherever technological support aspects. My team typically handles a lot of the on-site support for events, network support for events, and obviously front and center is always network connectivity. So I mean, a lot of challenges that we're presented with on the PDC is how do we get, you know, 1,000+ attendees connected all at once, which is always a challenge. The keynote environment especially is a very big challenge, a part of that.
So let's give some numbers now. We're 24 hours in, the first 2 days are behind us. You said over 1,000 attendees that are getting on wireless and wireless internet connections. Let's talk some numbers. How many kilobits have you pushed?
Well, essentially, we have we're spec'd about 200 megabits for the event, entire
right.
event. At any point in the day, when we've got upwards of 1,500 peak concurrent users, and we're utilizing most of that bandwidth, probably many people notice a lot of slow time on the network yesterday, especially right after we distributed, you know, 3,000 netbooks to all the attendees.
New wireless devices. Yep.
So we instantly added an additional 1,500 devices to our network that we had to plan and adjust for.
Cool, we have our first tweet coming in. It's a stage tweet, but we'll take it anyway. At CH9Live, that's from Joan. Jay Hoshi, great PDC so far. When's the next one? Mike?
When is the next PDC? Well, we're always thinking about when the next PDC is, right? It's not as easy as just we're going to do it on some regular cadence. It depends on lots of factors. Some of them are interesting, some of them not so interesting. One that's actually more of a challenge than most people realize is actually finding a big enough space where
sure.
we can have an event of this size. You know, you can't just pick up the phone, call down to LA and say, hey, give me a space that holds thousands and thousands of people. There's only a few places around the country that can actually accommodate an event of size like this. So there's challenges like that. Of course, there's content challenges. You know, what is it we have to say? People like it when we surprise them, but they also like us to keep in regular conversation with them. So this is basically my long, drawn-out way of saying we haven't planned the next one yet. At least we have nothing to announce.
Well, I like the idea
of a long... We have
nothing to announce.
We have Mix 10 to
announce.
He's
Mix 10.
He's asking
Mix
about
10
Mix 10.
Now, will that be in Las Vegas again?
Yes, at the Mandalay Bay, March 15th through the 17th. This is the same team that runs Mix PDC, and actually now some of the tech ed content.
Yep.
Now just to recap for the audience, the difference between PDC and Mix from a content perspective or an audience, how do they differ?
So PDC is the professional developers conference, so it's very much for hardcore developers and architects. Mix is more for designers, people who are focused on the consumer web space, and that's really how we differentiate.
Yep. And Mix, the other thing about Mix, and we heard the feedback last night at Ask the Experts, we had a table there where we sat there for about an hour and a half. talking to attendees. I heard a lot of good compliments about Mix. They like the size. It's much more intimate. You know, here we're in a big space where you walk 26 miles in the course of the event. There it's much more intimate, smaller. We've traditionally done it in the Venetian Hotel. We're moving to the Mandalay Bay for the first time this year, so that should be pretty exciting. We're in a new space. But it's a little more intimate. It's a little bit different vibe, different crowd. And, of course, it happens in Vegas, so... it's a fantastic experience. Looking
now, of course, we should reiterate, this is day three. It's the beginning of day three. There still is a full day of PDC 09 to come. What is on the cards today for PDC 09? What are we still looking forward to? There's more sessions, there's more panels, there's more discussions. What's coming up? Mike, Jennifer, who wants to?
I'll take that.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Today's really the session day. We've done keynotes the first 2 days. We're on day three. It is sessions all day long. So it's a chance to go deep kind of into those sessions that maybe you've been looking forward to.
Right.
The other thing I want to note related to sessions and content is we're starting to see all the session recordings come online. Right? As folks probably know, or if you don't know, it's important to know, we record every single session. We stick them up online. We try to do it within 24 hours. This year we're encoding at a much higher bit rate, so it's taking us a little bit longer. So apologies for the slight delay we have this year, but I think you're going to like the experience
completely
as a result.
Free.
Yeah, they're completely free. You don't have to give us anything. You don't have to have attended. Anybody on the planet can download the sessions in a number of formats. There's WMV, there's a high quality WMV, there's even a Zune and MP4 version. You can download the PowerPoint decks. I looked this morning and we released quite a few more. So if you go there now, MicrosoftPDC.com, click on sessions, there's a new videos tab we added there, and there's quite a few there. And then the one other thing I'll add is we're just about to post the download script that everybody wants. What we found at most events is we post a list of sessions, and it's usually within 24 or 48 hours. One of our wonderful attendees writes a script that basically just sucks it all down. So we've just decided to do that work for you this year. So we have two scripts that should go up sometime later today. Mm-hmm. One will download all of the content that's available, and then the other one will actually rename those files into the session names. So hopefully we've nailed it this year. It's a tricky thing to pull off.
All right, so we have another tweet coming in from Atman20. What do you have for non-PDC attendants who watch you the entire PDC conference? Any surprises as you gave laptops away?
Absolutely. One of these right here.
A Nine Guy. Well, actually, that's a good point. We have people tweeting in asking about our Nine Guy mascot. Now, we had a little bit of a shipping mishap, and we only bought a few here, which we have on stage. But if you would like a Nine Guy, I probably shouldn't be saying this, but if you send us a postcard to the Microsoft address, look it up on Bing, attention to Channel 9, send us a postcard with your return address, and we will send you a Channel 9 Guy. So we're probably going to have a flood of postcards in now, and someone's going to be very angry at me in the mailroom. But that's not a problem. And, of course, you can email ch9live@microsoft.com or send us your tweets at ch9live as well. Now, not only is PDC 09 still going, Channel 9 Live here at PDC is still going. We've been broadcasting so far for almost 15 hours.
Wow.
Which is
wow.
Pretty crazy. We did 7 hours yesterday, 7 hours on day one. Today, I'm just going to quickly go through what's coming up on the show. We have the Coding for Fun guys here at 11 a.m. They're a kind of a gaggle of mad scientists. They obviously built the drink tender last night for the Iron Bartender competition. We have Stephen Taub coming up at 11:30. From 12 to 1, we have a full hour of Scott Hanselman and the .NET Rocks guys. So if you're a fan of the .NET Rocks podcast and the Scott Hanselman podcast, those three guys should be just dynamite on stage. And I think that's going to be a very fun hour. We have a special guest, a partner from 3M, is going to be up on stage at 1 p.m. with Robert Hess. And then closing up the show, we have a developer called Weizu from Facebook. And then at 3 p.m. this week on Channel 9, PDC Daily Show Edition to wrap up the show at 3 o'clock. And we'll be finishing broadcasting at 3:30 p.m. And the show finishes at 4 today, is that right?
4 o'clock, we're done. We're out of here.
And then what happens? At 4 p.m., if you're actually here at PDC, you know, obviously you want to get on a bus, you want to probably head back to your hotel and probably right. Jump on a plane. Because you guys, we start packing up like at 4:01
p.m. Yes, we very quickly lose possession of the convention center. They will begin to strike immediately. And by the way, the logistics crew has been here for a good week.
Yeah.
So they're ready to go home. So we will be shooing people out. We'd love to have you here, but we'll see you next time.
And I know, related to that, similar experience the other day with the keynotes. You know, spend a lot of time backstage. It's amazing when those keynotes end and we're sitting there doing our, you know, laptop work behind the scenes. I'll bet you it's probably 15 minutes before we have to move. I mean,
really?
Literally the stage is, yeah. If you could walk back in that room as an attendee probably 5 minutes after you'd left, you'd be surprised what it looks like. Most of the carpet's up. A lot of chairs are being packed. Screens are down. It looks completely different. It's an amazing experience.
Yeah, yeah, actually, Jeff, I saw Jeff Sanquist tweet a tweet pic. I think he said 30 minutes after the keynote was finished, all the curtains were down. The chair, the rigging was all coming out of the roof as well. Yeah. So that's pretty amazing. Yeah. Now, how long did it take to set up PDC09? You said the crew was here about a week before. Is that right?
Yep, about a week ago.
And how big is the crew? Are we talking kind of 10 people, 15 people?
So that's actually a great question, because you might see us on camera, but there are, you know, literally hundreds of people that come together to put a show on, like PDC. Like 300 people,
wow.
I'm being told.
Yeah, 300, that's huge.
So there are people that come here early to set up keynotes, the infrastructure, like the stuff that Dennis is working on, just getting all of this built out. I mean, when you walk into this place, when you first arrive at the LA Convention Center, it is just, you know, a bare wall of concrete. Yeah. I mean, that's all it is. And so we have to put everything in. So there are people who are working on, you know, lighting, logistics. The keynote staging is something that we really start to build out very early on, because that's a huge, enormous process.
Yeah. All right, so we've got some tweets coming in. Again, it's at CH9Live. You don't have to actually follow us or be our friend, but we would like you to do that. We actually hit 1,000 followers yesterday. We're very happy with that.
Wow.
We're sending a T-shirt as a thank you to our 1,000th follower a bit later on.
So can I just shout out?
Yes.
How many pounds of bananas were used at the event? Thank you, Adam Kinney. That's a great question. I don't know, but I know that Joan sitting in the audience will find out for me in about 30 seconds.
Okay. Joan.
The request goes out.
And
very,
in the meantime,
very important.
If you take another question.
Another, let's
can
please
I,
go.
Can I
yeah.
Job
yeah,
for you?
Go okay. for it.
So how come no PDC Tech Ed or Mix on the East Coast, more specifically New York or New Jersey?
Yeah, sure.
So actually, we did have a Tech Ed once in Boston, and if you count Orlando as the East Coast or Atlanta, we've been in those cities. Mm-hmm. But like Mike was saying earlier, they're actually with the requirements and specs that we have for a show like more specifically PDC or Tech Ed, because Mix is smaller, like Mike said. If you think about the number of breakout rooms that are all running concurrently, those really start to limit the number of venues in the country that can hold us. Thinking about having to feed people into a huge meal hall. So we're talking about probably on one hand 5 or 6 convention centers that will be able to handle us. New Orleans, Orlando, San Diego, LA. So that's why, unfortunately, we're back in LA for the 4th time in a row. It's not like we're thrilled about it. We'd like to go and see a new city. But that's why we...
Although, hello, LA. You know, thanks for having us. Having a great
we
time.
We like LA. We've just been in LA.
Here's actually an interesting stat, and this not very specific, but we think we've brought about $12 billion worth of business to the city.
Wow, just from the PDC conference.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, just on that question, too, in terms of asking about the East Coast of the U.S., let's talk about the attendees that are here, because the PDC obviously is a global conference.
Absolutely.
People from all around the world. I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have any stats in terms of which countries people have come from for the
PDC?
Well,
I can say that 60, we ran numbers about a week before the event.
Sure.
67 countries are represented at the PDC this year.
Wow.
67 countries. So there's representation from many of them. And I'd say over half of them have more than 10 attendees. So there's some, and some of them have significantly more than that.
Yeah.
So it's a good representation at the
show.
So
if you combine those 60-odd countries plus obviously our friends on the East Coast of the continental U.S., I think that's kind of a nice segue to talk about, you know, this offering that you guys, you know, the keynotes are available, they're streamed live in HD. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned before, every single session is available for free, somewhere around about 24 hours later.
Yep.
We've pulled the pin and gone with Channel 9 Live here at PDC to kind of bridge that gap even more. Talk about the experience for non-PDC attendants, because, you know, obviously there are a lot of people out there that want to come to PDC and can't for a various number of reasons. You know, how do you actually cater for those guys, and what will you do for maybe Mix 10?
So a couple things. Of course, we stream the keynotes.
Sure.
You mentioned it here. We're streaming live using new smooth streaming technology. Always trying to up the game. You guys have done a great job. Channel 9 Live, actually, just all the content that you guys have provided is brand new. I can imagine a lot of folks probably sitting back at home, just full screen watching what's going on here. The session recordings you mentioned, I'll mention them again. That's a big deal.
Mm.
Interesting stat is when we ask people who actually physically attend the event what one of their favorite content things is, the number one at the top recently has actually been session recordings.
Right.
You might think that's a little counterintuitive because these are the guys that are here. But the nice thing is it allows them, if they have a conflict in a session slot and they're not sure which one to see, well, you can just go pick one and you know you can watch the other one later. But more importantly, for the kind of viewers at home or couldn't make the trip,
sure,
maybe because of budget or travel, all of it's available. There was a question I'll answer kind of as I'm answering here. There's a question about whether the high-quality WMV videos will also be available in a lower quality. Yes, they will.
Right.
It just takes a long time to encode the data. So we'll have a WMV high version, which is a very high-quality version, a standard WMV version, We'll have an MP4 version, which will also play on a Zune or an iPod. And then when the PowerPoints are available, we'll make those available as well. So it'll take us a little bit of time to get all those versions out there, but they'll be out there. And literally, if you add it up, I don't remember the number of hours of content, but it's many, many days, if not a week, of solid content that you'd have to consume to see everything. So it's a lot. I mean, you can almost attend the show virtually.
Well, just on that too, because I think, you know, as we move forward into the future with other Microsoft conferences, be it MIX or PDC, and of course, send in your tweets here to @CH9Live. Oh, we have another stage tweet from Dan Fernandez. Thanks for sending that through. Who won the Iron Bartender contest? Did we mention that before?
We did.
He
wasn't listening.
He wasn't listening.
It was the human.
And there was a bit of controversy there.
Well, she cheated with the line.
She cheated with the line.
Clint. Poor loser.
He's a little bit upset. We will have drink tender, on the show in just a few minutes. Dennis, I wanted to come back to you. You very briefly mentioned a statistic before that you said there's about 200 meg of bandwidth coming into the show.
Right.
That's a phenomenal. Most people at home watching Channel 9 Live at MicrosoftPDC.com, send us your tweets, are probably on a 2 meg, 4 meg, maybe 8 meg DSL. There is 200 megs, a 200 meg pipe coming into the building.
200 megs, and I would actually prefer more for this event.
You would probably want more.
What we do with wireless in this event and what we're seeing across other events, we're just seeing it grow more and more, especially as we do more online, like what we're doing here.
Sure.
Our demands grow constantly. As it is, in order to manage that 200 megs and not go into content and impact sessions, we actually have to rate limit most of our attendees. I'd love to remove that barrier so we can provide even more of a better experience for our attendees.
So how do you do that? Do you guys bring in a custom internet line just for the show? Is there something here that you're leasing? I don't know if you can talk about that or not, but
no,
it's a huge number.
This actually goes to what Jennifer was saying about infrastructure that we bring in. Microsoft actually brings in its own NOC and wireless. When we come into a convention center, we use the venue's infrastructure, but we manage it through our ISA servers. We manage it through our own wireless arrays. So, I mean, it's quite an undertaking to move this entire thing in. It's essentially bringing a corporate installation into a very short-term setting. So it's an adventure.
Yeah, well, if you have any questions for Dennis or the team about the infrastructure behind the scenes at CH9 Live, of course, another tweet coming in right now from Atman20 again. We should complete this by making TechEd also on demand and online streaming as you did in PDC. So TechEd.
Yes.
Jennifer.
Yes, so actually we recently had a reorganization, so some of the TechEd content has moved into this team now. So we are truly a family of conferences. And so we're excited about the opportunity to have PDC, MIX, and TechEd now all be as innovative, leveraging off the same architecture and infrastructure, so we can have the same experience across the board for our three premier technical events.
Yes, so hopefully we'll be able to see some of the stuff we've been doing for PDC and MIX. We'll hopefully infuse with TechEd. And, of course, we'll take a lot of TechEd best practices as well and see if we can incorporate those into shows like PDC and MIX.
Sure, so perhaps watch this space for maybe some TechEd news in the future.
Absolutely.
So, again, we are at the beginning of day three. There's still a lot more of PDC to come, still a lot more of Channel 9 Live. Let's talk about day one and day two, though. Let's go to day one keynote, back to the start. Some highlights, guys, some of the big announcements that were made.
So first I want to point out that Mike Swanson is the keynote owner for PDC.
Okay, cool.
So he could talk a little bit about the process and bringing that together over the last several months.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work, of course, and there are many people involved. It's kind of to Jennifer's point earlier, there's so many people that help put the event on. It's the same thing with keynotes, same thing with content. We start probably 9 months early, kind of touring the country or the company, just making sure that all the product groups are represented, that we know what the strategies are, what it is we have to say, you know, how can we tell this a coherent story, what do we think we're going to have, and that all kind of leads to a bunch of meetings that we have that become weekly meetings, that become almost daily, it seems like, across a number of virtual teams. So we actually split it up this year so that we had one team that was working completely on the day one keynotes and a separate team working on the day two keynotes, and we kind of have a series of meetings to kind of connect the two together. And then we always have kind of a parallel process that goes on, and that's with folks like Robert Hess, who's sitting here in the audience, who's done every PDC plus three. And he's, you know, behind the scenes making sure all the demos go right, all the hardware is right, and basically the city of equipment that sits behind that stage is all correct. And we have people like Mary Corrales-Diaz, who is the producer for the keynotes, making sure the staging is right, the lighting is right. We got a lot of good feedback this year on the staging. We were encouraged to hear that, and just to make sure that that goes smoothly. But it's a process of refinement. You know, it's starting out rough. We rough up some ideas about, you know, what the flow of the keynote looks like. What do we say on each day? We got to make sure there's a coherent story across. Is the rhythm of the keynote correct? I mean, do we have enough demos? The demos geeky enough? You know, occasionally we'll get criticized for keynotes that maybe feel a little bit too much marketing. So how do we dial that dial so that we get the right message out? Because one way to think about the keynotes from a content perspective is we don't really have any 100 level or beginner level content at the PDC. The keynotes really kind of are that 100 level content.
Right.
They set the context for the event. They introduce the event. They introduce the new technologies at a very basic level because you have a lot to cover in a short period of time, even though it might seem like we're in those keynotes forever. And then, of course, you walk away from the keynote into the detailed sessions, and you can almost go as deep as you'd like. So you can kind of think of it, since we're talking to geeks here, it's like a little tree structure. Right?
Right.
Keynotes are at the top, and then we drill in successively deeper across all of the topics. But it's about a 9-month process, and of course it becomes much more intense the closer we get to the event.
And one thing that's great about the PDC, and this is kind of a cuts both ways, is that we have a lot of executive support for the PDC. Mm-hmm. Our top VPs and presidents are very interested in this conference in particular. That means they want to be involved, which makes it hard sometimes. But it's actually really good because we have that support, we have that interest, and they can kind of part the ways sometimes when we have to bring those strategies together. So it's actually a really exciting show to work on. It's one of my favorites. Yeah.
So again, we still have a full day to go, but what do you think, let's look just a week from now, what will PDC 09 be remembered for? What are kind of the major announcements or the major themes of the show?
Three screens in a cloud.
I think Ray Ozzie's strategy, kind of when he laid it out on day one, and we saw echoed throughout the keynotes. It's this idea that, matter of fact, to kind of go off on a little bit of a side, we have this kind of behind the scenes argument, discussion, whatever you'd like to call it at Microsoft, about what's appropriate for like Mix versus Tech Ed versus PDC. We're very careful about the content. But the one thing that the argument that's been clearer and clearer as we go forward is related to the web, because a lot of folks will say, well, that's web content that really belongs at Mix, which has traditionally been our kind of consumer web show.
Sure.
But the fact is, you can't be a developer today and probably not use HTTP in some way, shape, or form. And the truth is, you're developing across multiple screens, whether that's a web browser on a full desktop machine, whether it's a mobile device that you may have, you know, whether it's a third-party device, TV, something like that. There's all of these screens. We're all writing software for different form factors. And although you're going to leverage the power of the client, we're starting, of course, more and more to see how you can leverage the power of the cloud or services out there. So that three screens in a cloud, while it's a nice kind of shorthand way of remembering the strategy, is what most people are doing anyway in some way, shape, or form. So I think people will remember this kind of as the three screens in a cloud. Azure, of course, has rolled into that. Scott Guthrie's discussion related to Silverlight 4, I know, was received very well, and all the new technologies that especially relate to line of business applications, because we've been getting lots of requests related to that. So, and of course, the laptop. No one can forget the laptop.
Of course, the laptop. Or as I think we're referring to it by its code name, the cupcake.
Where everyone was
going to be getting a cupcake. And if you wander around PDC before the day two keynote and we're asking about cupcakes, that was a little secret code name.
Yeah.
Now, I think Joan has delivered, and we have some statistics. So, you guys want to read these out?
Absolutely. So first of all, I just want to give a shout out to the team. This is how world-class they are. We ask for something, they go and deliver the stats like this. So it's amazing to have such a stellar team that backs you up. So bananas, 22,800 pounds of bananas have been served this week at PDC.
Pounds or individual bananas?
Individual.
Individual bananas.
22,800 bananas, wow. 3,000 gallons of coffee.
Wow.
4,875 pounds of potatoes.
We like our potatoes.
Yikes. Mm,
feeling full now.
150 gallons of cream in those mashed potatoes.
Wow.
610 pounds of butter in those potatoes. So yes, you do leave the PDC with more than just the laptop.
But we've done you a favor by doing it.
Heavier as well.
By doing it at the LACC, we forced you to walk it all off.
That's exactly right.
So don't worry if you ate all that cream. You should write.
In fact, there was a team of scientists and mathematicians that are actually devising equations to work out how many potatoes we actually needed to feed you to create the energy to walk between South Hall.
Exactly. That's a PDC comment right there, Nick. Good job.
It is. Now again, more questions. We haven't got much time left on this session, but at CH9 Live, if you'd like to find out more about the behind the scenes here at PDC 2009, how the guys actually put the show on. I wanted to quickly talk about feedback. One of the most amazing things about your team is that you guys are always soliciting feedback. You want recommendations, you want comments from your customers, you want to find out how are we doing, how can we do better. So first of all, what are some of the ways in which you're actually accepting this feedback? And then let's talk about some of the feedback that you get.
So I want to mention a couple of things. So one thing that we're doing this year is that we are giving to charity.
Right.
$1 for every session eval that is filled out.
That's fantastic.
And then $2 for everyone that fills out more than 5.
Wow.
So please do that session eval. Feedback is so important for your speakers so they know what they have to do next time to make the content better. And so please do fill that out. Of course, we Ask the Experts opportunity last night, where not only the PDC planning team, but all of the products and technologies and programs were there taking your feedback. We have email addresses set up. We're Amy Coughlin, who's sitting in the audience, she monitors our Twitter account, and we're constantly responding to that. And that dialogue is so important to us because, you know, we're sitting there, we're planning, we're trying to put ourselves into the shoes of our customers and what they need and what they want to hear from us early on and the day of. And we're making a lot of good educated guesses, but we need to know. So we try and put ourselves out there. Mike and I do this countdown show every week where we try and make ourselves available to people to answer questions. And we may not always have the answer. We may need to explain why that decision was made and why we can't easily change it. But we're really open to feedback because we are a very customer-facing team, and this is what we do. And so,
yeah, I'd say, and similar to Steven Sinofsky's keynote where he talks about telemetry and all the data points, the more data points we have, the better we can make the event, right? Because it's funny, you'd think as people who put on the event, maybe we'd know best, but actually attendees know best. So any feedback we get, we do take very seriously. I just want to add on to the comment about session evals. Session evals are pretty hard to find. Our apologies, we'll do better at future events. But if you log in, if you go to MicrosoftPDC.com, log into the site, that's important. The link will show up next to the session, either in the session summary or the session detail page. Please do fill it out. It does give a donation to charity, and it also gives us the data that we need to make sessions better. And we do read every single one of those multiple times. We run many reports and use it to help decide what content we do in the future.
And we're also running customer focus groups here on site at the PDC. Yes. So that's something that we started with Mix last time. And so while customers are actually here and in the moment thinking about it, we're bringing them in and they're giving us their feedback that way as well.
And we love hearing from attendees and customers. And my email alias is mswanson, M-S-W-A-N-S-O-N. Anybody can email me anytime. Love to hear suggestions, love to hear anecdotes, things you thought went well at the event, didn't go well.
You can't top me. I'm Jay Ritz, J-R-I-T-Z at Microsoft.com.
Take that.
Dennis?
D-E-N-A-N at Microsoft.com.
All right.
All right, now we're coming up to 3 minutes left in this session. Again, we're taking your tweets, your questions on at CH9Live. There's a few coming in here. Let's just quickly get to these. First of all, how long will the PDC content be available online for?
So we don't take it down.
We don't take it down.
We don't take it down. We leave it up as long as it's useful. There's still PDC 2008 content up there, for example. Matter of fact, we didn't have a PDC, let's see, 2005 we did take down just because it was pretty old data. But I think all the mixed sessions are up there that we've
That's
been recording.
Right.
So.
Now, although you did take the 05 session down, you guys did do a kind of a classics flashback series in the lead up to PDC. I saw a couple of videos with like Don Box and Chris Anderson.
Yep, Robert Hess actually.
Robert Hess was in those. So although the content may not be, it's going to be kind of permanent, but you will take it down at some point,
eventually,
obviously, when it becomes
it'll be years later kind of a thing. So no rush to go download it this moment, but... You'll have a while to do that.
No worries. And then what does TechEd offer that PDC and Mix do not? So how do you differentiate the TechEd audience between PDC and Mix?
That's a great question. So TechEd is how we describe it is TechEd is more about the current platform, what's shipping today. And so you go there for more hands-on training. So you go to that conference for a week, and then you're back in the office on Monday, and what you learned, you can immediately apply to your job. Mm-hmm. So that's how we describe TechEd. PDC tends to be a bit more looking at the future, looking at the roadmap, what's to come, so you can start to think about your strategies and how you're going to align, so kind of more of the planning.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas Mix is kind of that balance between what's here today and also the roadmap and what's to come.
And one other piece I want to add to that is who shows up and who we target. TechEd, we use the term IT professional, somebody who helps administer networks, things like that, exchange servers. TechEd is really the event for those folks. There's also developer content there, but that's really a heavily focused on an IT pro audience, where the stat for PDC, IT pro attendance here, I believe, is actually single-digit percentage.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we've got about 2 minutes left, so I think in that time, I want to open the floor up to the three of you. Now, I know you have this regular PDC countdown show, you have the kinds of topics you cover regularly. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the Channel 9 Live audience in kind of the last 60 seconds?
Well, I would say... believe it or not, it's difficult for us to stay in contact with everyone here because we have PII rules. You know, we'll sign you up for an event, we ask you a question during registration whether we can contact you, and we're very limited as to how we can contact people. And sometimes attendees get frustrated by, why didn't you send me an email to let me know about the new event or something like that? You can help us out by signing up for the PDC mailing list and say that we can contact you so that we can actually reach out and proactively let you know about other events. And that's on the homepage on the right side. Please do go sign up. We want to tell you about things. Unfortunately, because of some privacy rules, we often can't. So that would help us out a lot, and I think it would help attendees out a lot as well.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for your time. With me is Mike, Dennis, and Jennifer, the behind-the-scenes PDC09 team, or part of the behind-the-scenes team. Now, you guys will be back with, I'm sure, a Countdown to Mix 10 show.
It's already scheduled.
On Channel 9. We'll see you very, very soon.
You bet.
Thanks very much, guys. Stay tuned for the Coding for Fun, guys. We'll see you in just a few minutes.
Thank you.